It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And I'm going to just candidly say we're partially asking this just because it's a neat opportunity on day one to take the temperature and to gauge the fan base. But I think also a lot of this is our perception behind the scenes, which is that typically right about now, at the start of camp for you and I, the amount of feedback and interest and engagement and questions and seeming excitement exceeds what we are feeling right now. And I'm somewhere between surprised and bummed about it, because you just drafted a Heisman Trophy winner, number two overall.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that people aren't going to be lining the practice field chanting for Jaden Daniels like they did for RG3 for a lot of reasons. Mostly because training camp practice was closed today and nobody was allowed there. That was never the case for day one of training camp ever here until this year, as far as I'm concerned. But that's a mistake, and they botched that, and we'll separate that for a moment. But the other reasons are, the fan base is probably smaller than it's ever been. The fan base is reeling still from the name change, from the lack of success, from all of these things. I just thought this year would be a lot different and it would feel like a rebirth and a renaissance opportunity, because it's the first real year for this ownership group. It is the first year with a new legitimate football structure led by a terrific general manager in his first year. You've got a new head coach who excites people and people like, and you didn't just draft a quarterback. You don't just have a new quarterback. You drafted the Heisman Trophy winner who might have had the best season in the history of the SEC. 50 combined touchdowns and 4 interceptions. So I would go as far as to say there's nothing more you can do in one offseason as an NFL team to invigorate your base and create excitement going into the season than they did. Maybe they could have signed a few more like superstar Hall of Fame type players, but that doesn't always equal wins. It just might have resonated or generated a little more buzz and
interest. Little offseason champs
vibe. But Danny, what else can I do? I've got an owner who's replaced the guy you all hated. I've got a general manager that teams all over the league have wanted to work for them for years, who could be the next star in his position. I've got a head coach who's one of the most popular, well-liked coaches in football that fans were excited about the hiring of mostly. I've got the quarterback who is the coolest kid in every room he's in. He is the velvet rope lifted up for this VIP QB of this draft cycle. And it still seems like we're pulling teeth trying to get anybody to tell us that they're fired up.
100%. From a football perspective, there's nothing else that could have been done reasonably. Now, again, I've argued that they needed to upgrade left tackle or change out a receiver or something like that. But again, from a football perspective, you just touched on it. Owner, general manager, head coach, quarterback. There are no other levers that get people excited and fired up to come see something.
On the defensive side of the ball, an all-decade team, first ballot Hall of Famer, one of the best linebackers of his era, and maybe when it's all said and done all time, was also signed to be the captain of your defense in Bobby Wagner.
Yeah, ho-hum.
I would just throw that onto the pile. Not that it's equal to those other roles, because they're the most important roles in sports, but for the, it would have been cool to sign some bigger names. That would have been more exciting. Bobby Wagner has been one of the best players in the league for a decade.
It's a pretty darn good name. But so from a football perspective, again, reasonably, and we've been burned so many times before where it's the, you know, Bruce Smith, Deion Sanders, Mark Carrier, or the Lavernius Coles and the restricted free agent trades and all that. We've done this offseason champions thing before. They need something fresh and new, so Valentine's Day we trade for Donovan McNabb or whatever. We've done that before. But from a football perspective, these are reasonable, thoughtful, smart decisions that give you a long-term, honest-to-God chance to be good. Not a joke, but good. They don't have any other levers to pull from a football perspective. So in that regard, it's hard to imagine, not hard to imagine exactly, what's the phrase I'm looking for? It's hard to quantify and scale here, where you're going, oh my God, look at all these different things, and the excitement can't reach it. It's up high on a super high cliff, and I'm down here with a 6-foot ladder looking around. How do I get up there? It feels like there's not a ton of buzz. Now, there's a group of people that are in. There's more than there have been in terms of season tickets. I'm going to games. We're getting tweets. I'm at Funny Dandy, Grant's at Grant H. Paulson. Anecdotally, people are telling us that, hey, they're more excited. They're in. it just doesn't feel like there's a buzz that goes with this level of kind of change and what's new. And I'm wondering on, it's twofold. I think people are kind of realistic for the first time, maybe in a long time, that this is not the, this is not the 12-5 year. This is not the, we're going to kick everyone's butt this year.
Yes,
there's a lot
if,
to go.
Even if you didn't think that, you would be calling in. You'd be tweeting.
But I am. Engaged. I mean, I'm in. Yeah.
You'd be excited. And there's just less of that.
Mm-hmm.
Again, you know, this, it's not July 7th anymore.
Right.
Camp started.
Mm-hmm.
It's football season. This week has always been on our little calendar, like, okay, things are
like
about
we
to
made it. Yeah.
Ramp up. People are going to care again. People are going to be excited. And it just, we have not felt that in the metrics that we use, I would say, myself. And I wonder why that is. Here's what I'll come back to. You brushed past this, but I actually think there's something maybe to this.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I wonder if we wasted the good surprise already on other people. To quote Big Daddy, if you remember.
We wasted the good surprise on you.
We wasted the good surprise. What I mean by that is, boy who cried wolf style, I gave you what I got. Now it's wait and see mode. When you hired Joe Gibbs to come back, I was back in. When you hired Mike Shanahan and he showed up with his two Super Bowl rings at the press conference, I was back in. When you got the hotshot 46-year-old play caller that everybody wanted in Jay Gruden, I thought that was interesting. When you went and got Robert Griffin, I've done the number 2 overall pick Heisman Trophy winner that everybody wanted, who was the cool kid in the club who was on The Tonight Show with Jay Leno beatboxing thing before. I chanted his name. I was at practice. You're asking me to now do it again. I wonder if there is something to they've used all, not this group, unfortunately, this ownership group, is just picking up the pieces now of the wreckage after Glenn Powell just drove off in twisters and everything's strewn all over the highway. But I wonder if fans feel like they've used all their I'm going to get excited again cards. They don't have any left. They're tapped out. They're on empty. There's not enough money left in my fan bank to take out another withdrawal so that I can hand you another let's get excited for the season. And maybe fans just feel that way. Like they wasted all of their, I'm back, baby. The Commanders are going to roll with all the other things that were prologue and it didn't work out.
Yeah, this one's different. This one's different.
And they're like, show me. Prove it to me. Not Jaden Daniels' fault that Robert Griffin happened or Dwayne Haskins happened or Patrick Ramsey happened, right? Not Dan Quinn's fault that Ron Rivera happened or Jay Gruden happened or Jim Zorn happened. Certainly not Josh Harris's fault that Dan Snyder happened. And it's not Adam Peters' fault that nobody happened because there's never been a GM. So I can sit here till I'm blue in the face telling you guys, whether they win or not, this is different because they've never actually had this structure with this many qualified people running the football department. So this is the first time ever that they've got a shot. But maybe people are just going, you called and told me to show up 10 times. I came all 10 times. Nothing was happening and I had to drive home. And now you're calling me again. I don't have an 11th trip in me.
Totally. And I think that's a part of it. I also think, you know, some of that fatigue, right, where we were talking about this with the Capitals all the time. Like, you know, some 22-year-old on their roster had nothing to do with the Easter massacre. Right, where they lost in 7 million overtimes to Pat LaFontaine, or any of the 3-1 series collapses to the Penguins, or otherwise. And it's like, why is everyone so nervous? Dude, you don't know, you don't know. But like, you feel that. It comes across, you know, it's sort of this both ways channel. And so it wasn't until they finally broke through in 2018 that everybody's kind of been able to breathe this sigh of relief. But for the football team, there has never been a promise that they've kept, it felt like. And again, that's not Josh Harris or Mark Ein or the rest of the ownership group. None of those guys did that.
They got to deal with that, but that's not their... They didn't create the problem. It's just their problem to deal
with. They've inherited it. I also wonder, and again, this is, you know, rhetorical. We've talked about this the million times over when it comes to the effect of name and name change and all this other kind of stuff. I wonder if people are just still not as in. Simply because there's the new stadium is now a decade away, according to whatever the latest data is, 7 years, 10 years. There's no plan or any kind of rebrand. I wonder if people are kind of like, I'm not that excited about any of it.
Well, that's irrefutable that people were lost when the name changed, when the logo changed. All that is not debatable. You got to be one of us that was here before and here now. You got to be one of the real ones. And I think if you are and you're impartial, you would acknowledge that. But that does not explain away the lack of energy that I'm feeling this week, to be honest. Because last year and even in previous years, it was bigger than this. And that, to me, is so ridiculous based on all the changes that were made. I mean, let's hit the phones, 800-636-1067. But here we are. There's a couple people waiting to talk, and they're in Tennessee and Atlanta on the Odyssey app. Think about that.
Right.
Like, that would have been unfathomable 7 years ago. And that is a one anecdotal little thing, but my point is just the evidence is wherever you want to look, it's there. Is it TV ratings for this team, attendance? They're not only having five practices because they thought they were going to pack the joint 40 times. Now, I still think it was a bad decision to do it that way, but it is frustrating, I would say, especially when you got the quarterback, the GM. I don't know about the head coach. I love what Dan Quinn's doing in terms of bringing energy. I think he built a great staff. But in the most important areas, it's all new, it's all fresh, and you got a real shot.
Decade ago, I did 3 hours on should it be Pat White or Rex Grossman as the third string quarterback.
Yeah.
And the phones were packed to the gills.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.